Viter in Shas. We are in Bava Basa Daf Yud Tes. Picking up on the top of the page, second line. Continue on with our Mishnah. V'lo nivreches hakopsim. That is a place where the people would do their laundry. You can't put this. You can't dig a pool for the laundry within two tefachim of the wall of your neighbor. Azag zok tahalig mishnah. Vater amar of Nachman and Rabbi Ravu. Alo shona elamina mechamtson. What is that talking about? It's only talking from the mechamtson. There's two different things that were used in order to go ahead and to launder. Rashi says the mechamtson is nevreches sheshorin bo asabigodim yomer yomayim. There was this pool that they would leave the clothing a day or two. Bitsoas klovim in the excrement of dogs. It would break down. Apparently the dirt over there. Become really disgusting. And then, as the next part of the Gemara then goes and says, Nadion Arba Amas, from the Nadion before Amas, Rashi says, Nevreches Shekovsin Umishav Shefinba Mitoch Shamayim Nitzin Namrachok Tzarech Archik Dalat Amas. This was a pool they used to scrub-a-dub-dub in a really big tub. And what happened is the water would go and spritz all over the place. That's why that had to be 4 hours away. Tiny Namayachi Rebbe would support this. The Vrechas Akov Sinai Abraham is going to be 4 hours. Vahan and Tren Shloshu Tfachim. He said there has to be 3 Tfachim. And Allah Shmaminah Kid Rav Nachman. Like Rav Nachman said, that's got to be 4 hours away, which obviously much further than just 3 Tfachim. Vigad the Ramilu Merma. Some God taught this as a contradiction. Tadam and Lantan Mishnah. The Vrechas Akov Sinai Shloshu Tfachim. It's got to be 3 Tfachim away. I have a Tana 4 hours instead of 4 hours. I'm Rav Nachman, Rav Avu, Alo Kasha, Kan Minam Mechamtsin, Kan Minan Nadyon. When you're talking about from the soaking one, that was has to be 3 Tfachim. But when you're talking about from the Spritze Dik Zachen, the scrub a dub dub tub, that's got to be 4 hours away. Rav Chia Berei, the Rav Avia Masni La Behedya. He said it straight out. Ela Im Kain Hirchak Misvas Mechamtsin La Kosa Shloshu Tfachim. You can't go and make this laundry pool of air of water unless it's 3 tfachim away from the soaking shtickle, but not from the one that did the scrub-a-dub-dub-tub. That was just a few times, got to be 4 hours. Next part of the mission says words visad bisid, that you're not able to go and dig this pit unless it's 3 tfachim away, and he puts lime on the walls. Now the question is it and or instead of? Meaning, if you do the lime, can you not move it away? Or is it even with the lime, it's got to be 4 away? Zok the Gemara, 3 tfachim away. Ibai luhu, v'sad b'sit tanan, odilma osad b'sit tanan. Is it saying that, Ibai luhu, dilma, v'sad b'sit, you have to move it, and you have to lime it? Odilma, oh, sad b'sid tanan. That's enough just to do that. Rashi says, klomer, oh, yachik, oh, sad. Your quest, your choice. Either distance it or don't distance it, but lime it up. Says Gemara, pshita divis sad b'sid tanan. It's got to be and. It's a double whammy. 3 away and sad it up. Disagadatach de oh, sad b'sid tanan. If you want to think it means or, you can put this the sid. Imkain la'arvinu v'lisninu. If that's true, then go ahead and put the two of them together. Later on in the Mishnah, we do use the word oh. It's the fact that we're saying over here, the word ve means to be saying that this is connected, meaning to say avavachibor, and you have to do that as well. It's got to be a double whammy. Says the Gemara, dumma mishum de lo dummy. You can't compare the two. Dumma mishum de lo dummy, haya zeka la haya zeka. Maybe the reason why they're separate is because you can't go and bring this all as one big shtickle Torah over here. The first part of the Mishnah is different than the second one. Reisha zeka de mesuna, seifa zeka de havla. The first parts of the Mishnah are talking about things that are going to cause lachluchis, lach. It's going to be moisture that's going to go and damage. And the second parts are dealing with things that are going to be heat that are going to be damaged. And therefore, don't say that the word oh over there is that the word oh is a raya. And that over here it means vim. Maybe vim here means oh as well. Toshima. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Sela Haba Biyodayim. When you have the type of dirt that you can actually dig it with your own hands, Sela Haba Biyodayim, Zechover Bor Mikan, Zechover Bor Mikan, this one can go dig from there and this from there. Either each one does their own side. Zermachik Shoshat Fachim, Visad Besid. This one has the distance 3 Tfachim and put the lime. Zermachik Shoshat Fachim, Visad Besid, same thing. Time at the Babi Yodayim, the reason because this is very loose type of soil, therefore you have to do both. Halo Biyodayim, Babi Yodayim, but it wouldn't be so loose type of soil, then you wouldn't have to do both, and you could actually do only one of them. Oh, this is coming to tell you that it must be that it's an O, not a V, and therefore I don't have to distance it 3 tfachim. I could just be sad, besid if I want. And for the Gemara, I know that is not a raya. Really, we could say the whole din da afagav to loba biyadayim nami sabisid. Even if something wouldn't crumble in your hand, you'd also have to do sid. Ay, loba biyadayim mitzchilei. Why did it say then you have to do both of them? You know why? Because sakatat dechamin the kirim loba biyadayim. I would have thought since it can crumble in the sand, libari rach chotvei. You have to separate. You have to distance it even more than you would have thought. Therefore, kamashbalan comes to tell you that nope, it's good enough even to only three, and then going in sad besid over there. But even the other case also, a regular case of dirt, you'd also have to do sabasid. Zok the next part of the Mishnah, marchiking es agefe, marchikin es agefe, es agefe, es amelef, es a slime, you have to go and remove these type of things. You have to move it three tefachim away because they cause heat. We saw certain moisture issues, now we're seeing this is because of heat issues, and this is talking about, again, the oil, chreft stuff that's left over, manure, salt, and these types of stones, which are known as flint stones. The flint stones. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, Tanana, some of a Mishnah, which is found in Shabbos. This Mishnah was talking about the idea of Hatmana. You're not allowed to go and you're allowed to do Hatmana on Shabbos, things are going to increase heat. Now, Bamet Tomin, what are the things you're allowed to go and do Hatmana with, or wrap up with? Rashi says, Im Hichman b'Shabbos, I'm sorry. That's going to increase heat. It's a gezera that we're worried that people are going to be matmin it with hot glowing coals, which would be an issue that we're worried about in Issa Dereisa of stoking the coals. So what are you allowed to do with the ma'inton? What are you not allowed to go and wrap it up with? Ain tomen lo begefes lo bezevel lo bemelech lo besid lo bechol. You're not allowed to go and wrap it up with the olive stuff, manure, salt, lime, or sand. But notice it doesn't say the stones. Bein lachin, bein yvation. Whether they're wet or dry. Ma'ishta hachet to ketani slon v'lo ketani chol. Why over here does it say the flint, the stones, but it doesn't say the sand? Why over there does it say so, sand, but it doesn't say the stones? Amr of Yosef, because not the normal way people do it. They didn't have to say it over there because people don't go ahead and don't wrap up their food with these type of rocks. Amr le'abaye. Really, that's your comeback? Is it normal for people to go ahead to wrap it up with gizeit semer, with shearings of wool or with strips of purple wool? Rashi says, semer tzavua. That's why it's called. Even though it's going written, the time you look at the braisa, it comes and he says, it's okay before Shabbos, you're allowed to go and wrap up the food with the wheel sharings and with the combed out wool and the strips of purple wool or other types of wool over there. So I understand, right? The Bamuch and Rashi shall shochte begadim shasorik motzim migat mi big day at semer bekotzin. Right, you're gonna go ahead. They would comb these worn out woolen garments, and that's that's not normal. You don't do that either, and it still says that ve'ein mitatlan osan. But they're not allowed to be moved on Shabbos, right? As she says, shehein muksa melachas begadim. It's muksa. But these things are not normal, yet they're said. So what about the stones? I want to mention that also. So the Gemara, Omer Abaye, Yagid Alav Re'ehu. Literally, his friends will tell him, meaning to say, I don't have to write each one each time. I write one idea, and then you get the point what the other ones are included over there. Tana Hacha, Slime, Vuhadin, Chol. Here it says slime. It means Chol also, and Tana Hacha, Chol, Vuhadin, Slime. It means both of them. Amalei Rava says, I Yagid Alav Re'ehu, the Lasnin, Lukula Bechada. If it's really true that it's one is going to shed light on the other, then let him go ahead and mention it, all of them in one, and mention the others, the other mishtav, who are din leidach, and then we'd learn out the same principles to the other ones. In other words, why is it that there's overlap between the two different mishnayos? Let it be that to just mention different ones. Elo merava hasam hainu tamid lo katan islam. Why is it over there by a tamar that it doesn't mention the slime mishum de mish? Demishtache la kadera. Because Rashi Shabri Misakadera breaks the pot. Kach Shamati Kan, Vachom Makom Shamativ Shmaila Chaluda. There, you're not going to use it at all because it's going to go ahead and it's going to break it. Rashi says that it can be understood as it's going to become all rusty. Right here, as I mentioned, because sand has an interesting way of working, that it's going to warm up things that are already warm, and it's going to keep cold things that are already cold. Therefore, it doesn't impact a cold wall. That's why it wasn't mentioned. In fact, Rav Hoshaya actually Taka does put chol. I'm talking about the wall, which kind of goes against the fact that it's not damaging it. It says Rashi. Hasab, it says Gemara, Hasab b'misun, that's talking about sand that's wet. Rashi says, Eitzel Hezek, Lachloch, Shana, it was taught by the wet stuff, B'chol, Lach, V'lo Eitzel Hezek Hevel, but it doesn't talk about the fire. Tani Dilanami Lisne, V'lokme b'misun, so Artan also should have mentioned sand and put it with the things that are going to be part of moisture, but it doesn't put it there. Ha'tanale Amasamayim, what do you mean? I already said Amasamayim, you don't have to go and mention wet sand, you've already mentioned wet something. Atamilo Katani Amasamayim, V'katani Nevechasakovsin. But doesn't our Mishnah mention Amasamayim and also go ahead and mention the launderer's pool, the pool of water, even though that's also coming from moisture? So you could have also mentioned the sand, or don't mention that. What are you going to do with that? And the Gemara, Hanu Tzrichi. No, we had to mention those two over there. Ditan Amasamayim. If we said Amasamayim, then we said the reason I want to do this is because the Kaviyah, because Mishum the Kaviyah, because it's set over there. Avon Avrecha Sakosim, Lo Kaviyah Imalo, maybe by Nevecha Sakosim, which is not a set structure over there, then maybe we would say you don't have to go and distance it at all. Vital and Vrechas Akosim shouldn't have covered for Kaiman. If we would have said just the laundry's water pit pool thing, then we would think that only that has to be separated because the water sits like that and it's like stale water. It's like non-flowing. Rashi says, V'lechluchan kasha yosem shamayim chayim. It's a lot more intense and more damaging than if it were to be like a flowing water. Avalama samayim lo, then you wouldn't have to distance yourself from that tzricha. That's why I had to write both of them. But really, I didn't have to write the sand thing because we could infer that from these. Therefore, it didn't have to be written at all. But yes, it includes that as well. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. Achikin is Yisroim v'samachareisha. Seeds and the plow has to be moved away 3 times. From the wall of your neighbor. Zraim. Why do you say seeds? We're going to say anyway. Rashi explains that typically Mishum Macharisha because of the plow. Even if you don't put the seeds, just the actual plowing itself, you have to distance yourself from it. So clearly, the seeds you have to do it, you don't have to write that. It says Gamar b'mapolis yad. It's talking about a case seeds that are used in a way that are done with your hand, that you don't actually use a macharisha. It's just a zara below charisha. Chofer b'mara ve'eno mamik ke'emek macharisha. You have like this hand tool that you go ahead and that you kind of like dig up a little bit and you put it in with your hands. So that's why I have to say that one also. Macharisha. Why does it have to say macharisha? If typically mishum zroi, if you're not able to put the seeds there, obviously you can do macharisha. And it says b'choris li lanos. It's talking about someone is plowing for trees, but not to put seeds. Right, so he plows the ground around a tree to allow it to grow properly. Rashi says, "Sheisham ilanos miyamim rabim ubalachos tachteim lasbicham." All you're doing is go ahead and to cause them to become better. That also you're not allowed to do. Zokt zofrekt the Gemara v'tepa glemishamaya. You don't have to say about the seeds; it comes out anyway because you're not allowed to put water over there. Right, you know, do meiraglayim because the fact that it's going to be lach, it's going to be moisture, it's going to ruin it over there. So therefore, you shouldn't even have to say this concept because seeds can't grow without the water. Therefore, you wouldn't be planting if you're not going to put water there. It says Gemara, Tana be'eretz Yisrael kai, tichsev limtar shamayim tishtamayim. It's talking about Eretz Yisrael where you don't have to go and irrigate because it says it drinks the water of the rain of shamayim. Fascinating. But that too, you're not allowed to go ahead and put. Can't put the seeds even without the water. Okay, so now we see it's not because of water, because of the seeds themselves. Lamemra, Dizroim, you want to tell me, beep, turn the page, that's seeds. You Tesma Bays, Litstudden Komishtarshi, that they go ahead and their roots go in sideways. It's going to go underneath the wall, it's going to start to be Mekalkal, the Yisod, the foundation. But we learned in a Mishnah in Kilayim, Hamavrich is a Gefen Ba'aretz, someone who wants to Mavrich, which in this context Rashi explains what it means, is Gefen Yechidi Sheim Bizroim, Sheetzla Mishum Irbuva, Dein Kerem, Apachos Michamish Gefanim, Shtaim Geneged Shtaim, Be'achas Yotzei Zanov. When you bend it over the Geffen Mechuberis, Mavricha Bekarka Betsidea, Betsidei, Lekanu Lekan, Vikaran Balaz, Frubnir. Right? So what this means is you're going ahead and you bend something that's growing in, you bend a branch of a vine and you put it into the ground again. Then, Im Ein Al Gaba Es Afer Shal Shetfachim, if the soil above it, the part that's in it is not three tefachim deep, then lo yavi zera aleh. You can't plant a seed on top of it because there's less than three tefachim between the seed and the branch. Then it might get hana directly from the branch itself. Vitani Allah, and on that Bryce taught aval zareis at studin ilech veilech. But you could do it on the sides of it. You could plant the seed on either side of this buried branch over here. Because why? Why are you allowed to do such a thing? Because it doesn't go sideways; it just goes down. So therefore, the reason over here of a problem is you can't say because maybe it's going to go underneath and damage it because it goes straight down. So I'm Rabbi Chaga b'shem Rabbi Yossi. Can't be because of the fact that the seed is messing up the wall, the roots of it messing up the wall. So what is that to be? Because the root is going to break up the ground right underneath it, and then it's going to cause a soft soil to come up to this come up a little bit, and that's going to weaken the soil that the wall is standing on. So it's just going to mess up the soil around there. We said in the Mishnah, you have to remove meraglaim. You can't be machin a pish three tefachim close to the wall because as we had said so far, it's going to soften the wall. Lachluchis is going to mess it up. The moisture is going to go mess it up. Now, Rabbi Berchana, mutil adam hashin mayim b'tzad kosel shechavero. A person is allowed to go and use the bathroom machin a pish next to his friend's wall. The Sefer says ve'echrati la'achav mashtin b'kir va'otzav azur. Pasuk for everything. I'm going to cut off from the house of Achav everyone that urinates against the wall. Every male, the stored in the houses and left out in the fields of Israel. So we see someone goes in machs the pish on the wall, describing a male, and we can learn out that that's a normal way of going behaving over here. So we see really it's mutter to do. But we learned in our Mishnah, Vesmer Glaimin, a coast of Shosh Tvachim. They're not going to do it within three Tvachim. What's going on? Hasam Bishofchim. There, the Mishnah is talking about when you pour it. Rashi explains that what happens is that Bishofchim, Avit Malay Vishofchim. When you take a whole bucket of pish, you know, it's like a chamber pot, and then you go ahead and you pour it over there, that's like way too much stuff that's going. But when you machin a pish, then it becomes a lot less at the same time. So you're allowed to do machin a pish, but you can't be pouring it there. Toshima lo yishbachal the mayim b'tzad kosel shechaver, you can't pour water over there. Elim kain herchemen shosh tefachim, unless you distance yourself three tefachim, which goes against it. So before that we said it's mutter to machan a bish. It's Gemara, same idea. Oh, okay. Wait, one second. Let me see what this little gimel on the scene. V'gemara hasam shochem toshima lo yatil. Okay, whatever. We shouldn't have read that. But okay, also not me. B'shochem is talking about where it's being poured. So, Hashemah, let's try again. Lo yishan other mayim b'tzad kosel shel chaver yinah legod. A person is not allowed to machan a pish on his friend's wall. Elam kini yuchik menu shel shtefachem. This himself three fachem. But metavam remurim b'kosel levinim. When you're talking about it, if it's made out of bricks. Rashi says, shem shel tit. Shenis yavshu b'chama v'heim nimukim machmas amayim. This is something which is made out of clay, these type of bricks, and therefore it's going to just dissolve with the pish. Avabakosel avanim, but if it's made out of stones, bichdeshel yazik, you have to move away in order away that it's not going to go and damage it. Vekama, how much is that? Tefach, just a tefach away. You can't do it within a tefach because it's going to soften the ground over there, but the wall itself, we're not worried about. Vishel tsunma, if it's made out of tsunma, Rashi says, Im bisela deleka lamechash betishtush karka. If it's made out of stone, if the wall itself is made on sunma, which is a rock in this type of ground, then what you can go, you can make in a pish right next to it. Tufta Rabbi Berbachana, this knocks off Rabbi Berbachana to Yufta, right, who said that you can't do it any type of wall. So this goes, it knocks him out. In fact, the Marva, Rabbi Berbachana, Rabbi Berbachana brought a pasuk to back himself up. Sorry, he had said you could do it on any wall, and now it seems you're showing that it depends on what the wall is. But he brought a pasuk over here. How do you explain it? Hasech Chamish means to say, "Afilu midi darke lishtune bekir lo shvikna le." My new kalba, even something that the practice, the normalcy is to go into machana pish over there, we don't go ahead, lo shavik nale, we're not going to leave him. And what's it talking about? That's talking about kalba, it's talking about a dog. Woof, not an animal, but a dog. Woof, not a person, but a dog. Woof. Well, once you're talking about walls, let's extend that to idea known as tumah. The halacha is that something called tumas ohel, something that's in a room with tameh things, then it becomes tameh as well. That is people, that is kelim, that is food, as long as you're in the same ohel. But let's say there's a wall that's separating this dead thing, this dead body from this stuff, then tumah doesn't go to them unless there's an opening in that wall that's a tefach by a tefach. If the size of the opening becomes smaller than a tefach by a tefach, then by something that's going to be left over there, you put something over there that leaves it and makes it smaller than there, it's going to be stay there forever, then the tumah is not going to go over there. Now the Gemara says, Amar of Tuvi bar Kista Amar Shmuel, Rakik in Mamayit Machalon. A rakik, a wafer, is not going to rest. It's Sufganin Charora, Takaviraka, in Mutam, Ein Mamayit Machalon. If they, let's say the window is just more than a tefach, that's not going to lower it to a tefach. Rashi says shabin bais la bais from one room to the next. V'yesh po poseach tefach, and there's it's open a tefach. V'meis munach, and there's a dead body ba'achas ben one of them. V'tumah bokas letzad sheni, and the tumah jumps into the other side. A wafer is not going to be something that's going to stop it. Ein rakik memayit shiuran milhotzi tumah. Why? The kibbutz lachi is someone who says eaten lom mevatel lahasam. Then I have a mechitza. People are not going to go and leave it at the mevatel. That's going to make it into mechitza. My iri rakik. So frankly, more why is it rakik? I feel avinami. Even if something's thick, is not going to make it less than that. Rakik is just like a smaller wafer. What even a big piece of cake is not going to do it either. So the Gemara says lomi bari kama lomi bari av. I don't have to say a thick one. Kevin de ichze le lom mevatel. Since this is roy to eat to pound that cake, yayah, knock it down. What say yayah? Then of course you're not going to go and leave it over there. Alpha rakik the mimayis, but something which is very skinny, which would, you would think it's going to become really disgusting. The moisture of the wall is going to now go ahead and make it all spoiled. So you think they become disgusting? Maybe it's mavatel. Come ash milan. Come say no, not necessarily. Person might come and go and eat it. Depends how hungry you are. You know what I'm saying, how hungry you is. Typically, the Harale Davashum Kabotoma, why does Shmuel say that the reason why the wafer, that the fact that a wafer is Makabotoma, Chodavashum Makabotoma, Eno Chotzis Befneatoma, and we know that anything that can be Makabotoma is not going to be able to be a Chatzitza to be pushing off the Toma. So even if the wafer was going to be left over there, it still wouldn't go ahead and lessen the dimensions over here. Because that's the din. Something that's can be Makabotoma. This is Gemara, Shanilash Pamei Peros. We're talking about a wafer that was made with fruit juice, not with water. And therefore, it's not going to be Makabel Tumah. Rashi She'ena Machshirin. We know you have something called Yad Shachadam for the seven liquids that can go and make something really like Makabel Tumah. Yayin, Dvash, Shemen, Chalav, Tal, Dam, and Mayim, but not fruit juice. So that's the case that we have to talk about over there. And that's why we say that that's not something you're going to be mamayit, because someone would go ahead and pick it up. Don't think that, well, anyway, it's not going to be because of the fact it's mekabel tumah. Gemara, you're saying that something that's put over there to make it less than a tefach that's going to separate from one wall ruin to another. If you made less than a tefach, that it has to be something that's going to be left over there. But what about something that's not going to be left and that wouldn't be making a chatzitza, a separation? Gemara, kupa malaya tevin. If you have a box full of straw, a chavos malaya grogos, or a keg that's full of dried figs, Rashi says te'inim yaveshim gon shalochshu. They weren't makabel. They weren't mukshel. That are placed in a opening between these two rooms. One room has a dead body, and the other one now is closed off. This window, this little area between the two of them, has now become less than a tefach because the fact that they put something there. Rowan, we look and see. Kol shiliu natlu, in a case where the thing is going to be removed. V'chon tevin agrogo slam b'fnei atzvam, and the straw or the dried figs will be able to stay there by themselves. Chovtzim, they actually do create a block. The straw of the fig stop the tuma from going through. Vim lav, and remember, these are not mukshar l'kabatum yet. Vim lav, but if the straw of the figs wouldn't be able to stay there without actually having the container, ain chotzin, they're not chotzets. Why is this the deciding fact over here? Because we know that this box itself, the box and the keg, these are things that can be kamatumah, therefore they can't be chotzin. So if it can stand on its own, then it's fine, but if it can't, then it's, if it can stand on its own, then it's considered a block, but if not, then it's not. I have a tevin chotzin lehemto. But hold on 1 second. Teven straw is able to be used, is roi to be used for feeding the animals, and therefore it's got to be removed eventually. But even though it's not something which is left over there forever, the Mishnah says it's still going to close up that opening over there, which goes against Shmuel that says that something's not going to do it unless it's really going to be left over there forever. It says Gemara Bisaria. We're talking about straw that's sari that became shasta mcnasty, deer covered, became rotted, and therefore it's going to be left there. Chazi Latina, but even then it's able to be used. Rashi says, therefore, Velomavatle, it's not left over there. You could use it for clay in order to make bricks. It says, no, the Isbe Kotze, we're talking about this one, Isbe Kotze. Rashi says, Vehin, how you Rom Sin Ragle Matit. This is, it has thorns over there, and therefore you can't use it for it. As if it stepped on the clay with their feet. And if it had thorns, you wouldn't be able to use it to be able to do that. Ay, Chazi Seika, it could be used for fire, Bimasuna, we're talking about where it's a little bit, where it's moist. Therefore, it can't be used as fire. Ah, chazeh hell is a gadol, but it's used for like very big fire. You could throw it in and help it go more. Hesed gadol lo sheikh. That's not a normal type of situation there. Therefore, it's unlikely it's going to be moved. If it's not going to be moved, therefore, it's like it's staying there. And like we said, it can be a blockage. But it's not a kasha on me, Shmuel, who said that it has to be something that's going to stay there, because these are cases where a taka would stay there. Therefore, if it would be moved, then it wouldn't be able to go and block it, and Shmuel is still alive. Okay, that's with straw. But what about grogros? Grogros, ha-chazilu, these are fit to be eaten. Rashi says, la-chila, kula ha-nach, te-yufta, de-shmuel, da-omer, midi, de-chazil, litlo, misham, la-chazman, ein memayit, b'chalon, someone's going to be moved, will not be memayit. Yeah, we said these things are memayit. Oh, what are you going to say that? Ha-ma, Shmuel, bishe, his, rifu. We're talking about figs that became full of rashi, hitlu, became full of worms, if they're not going to be moved. V'chin, tani, rabbi, ravua, bishe, his, rifu. We're talking about where it became full of worms, and therefore it's going to stay there. Shmuel's din still remains intact. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.